Public transit is in trouble and advocates want the state to step in. San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener and transit officials are proposing new funding of $5.15 billion over 5 years to save public transit system across California from steep cuts.
The state needs to step in through our budget to throw a lifeline to our transit agencies. These cuts are not theoretical. And they're not just numbers on paper. This is about real life.
Senator Wiener said without state funding, BART, Muni, and other big city transit systems will have to make drastic cuts because ridership since the pandemic is not recovering quickly enough to make up for the loss of the federal pandemic-related funding.
At the depth of the pandemic, ridership had fallen by 90-95% on many of these systems. Ridership is recovering, but it's not recovering quickly enough. And we know that in the next 12 to 24 months, the federal emergency funds, and without those federal emergency funds, we would see systems go belly up. We would have seen systems go belly up. Those emergency funds run out, and we have a mismatch. Ridership hasn't recovered as quickly as we would need to make up for the loss of those federal funds.
Jeffrey Tomlin is the executive director of the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency. He said Muni carries nearly 400,000 people every day who need the transit system for their daily lives.
Our riders are 50% people of color, and over 70% make less than $50,000 per year. Muni riders are dependent upon transit service in order to get to work, to get to school, to get to their medical appointments, to get to the senior center, to do all of the things that most Californians take for granted.
Tomlin also said a viable public transit system is a basic component in the fight against climate change.
Also in San Francisco, about half of our greenhouse gas emissions come from transportation, just like most of the rest of California. Of that, about 75% is private cars and trucks, while less than 1% is public transit. If we care about advancing our fight against climate change, we have to fund public transit through this critical time period.
The California Transit Association and Wiener's office say the state's monies they are requesting for California's public transit system can come from a mix of sources that already support transit. They point to the diesel fuel tax and cap and trade revenue, for example. According to them, the budget request would only require a $213 million reduction to general fund revenue in the next fiscal year. For KPFA, I'm Gilles Martel.